a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It was nice for us to hang out yesterday.
It was.
And do you know what was weird about yesterday, Tom?
Hearing the show and not being on it.
No. Did you listen?
I heard a bit of it, yeah.
And? Were you proud?
No, I was weird and I switched it off.
Okay, good. Well, it was a special day for the Tomaskis family. Because it was my older sister Kristen's birthday. And it was a special day for the Link family because it was Maxie's birthday.
Yes. Nice.
And I just said, Sagittarius is in our life. We're scared and please don't hurt us. I'm covered with Sagittariuses. They're just beautiful, beautiful people.
Piscean men and...
And Sagittarius women. Okay. Oh, my God. Anyway, how was the surprise party?
Oh, it was good. It was beautiful. So, Tommy, just so you know.
Yeah.
So, Maxie does, like, he does this, like, computer sort of coding class thing. He's done it for a couple of years.
Sure.
Main reason, I can't teach him anything.
Of course.
I'm yet to work out how to turn a computer on.
Ah, right.
Yeah. Aware.
That's why you have never opened your laptop, your work issued laptop here at K-Rock. Yeah.
So we've outsourced that little bit of the education there.
Yeah.
Loves it. Next door, it's in High Street in Belmont. Mm. Next door is 112 Kuchina.
Ah, yes.
The restaurant there. So every time he walks out of that class, it's like 6:30 at night. He's like, Dad, can we go there? It smells so good. I'm like, well, mate, righto, what about at the end of the year, on your birthday, we'll go out just as a family and that sort of thing. So
does it coincide with his last class?
Yes, yeah. Last class.
Right, so yeah.
Absolutely. So we're like, yep, let's do this. So as a family... We told him we're going out. And he, during the week, he dropped some hints. He's like, oh, do you reckon, like, Grandma and Granddad and that could come along for dinner? I was like, oh, mate, it's middle of the week. It's pretty busy. Probably not. But, you know, I can ask the question, mate, but doubtful. He's like, oh, cool. So, anyway, we get there to outside the class. Mm. And it's just me, Dodsy, and Henry and Jetty. And Maxie's like, oh, so is Grandma and Granddad and Auntie Millie and her family coming? I'm like, oh, mate, I don't know. No, like, I couldn't really get a hold of them. They had stuff on. He's like, oh, okay. And he was kind of still okay, but you could tell just a little flat. And we walked into the restaurant, and it was really busy. It was buzzing in there. Lots of people out and about. And he's like, oh, so no one's coming? I'm like, oh, my, I don't know. Let's just grab a seat and we'll work it out when we get there. Just trying to rush him through the restaurant.
Yeah.
In the back corner, we had like a big, massive table of like 14 people or 12 people.
And,
and the moment, it was priceless, the moment he spotted that Grandma and Granddad and Nan and Pa and Auntie Millie and all her crew were there, his face just lit up and he's like almost jumping up and down on the ground. And it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's magic.
I was so happy and had a great meal. Even the little kids actually behaved themselves.
Oh, good.
A couple of glasses of raspberry soft drink.
Yeah, love that.
Nearly did the job. But funnily enough, right at the end, I've gone to him jokingly. I'm like, oh, Max, you want to say a few words? And I'm expecting no way. And he goes, yeah, I think I should, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Following in the footsteps.
He goes, oh, but can you get them to everyone to be quiet?
Yeah. And he's 11.
He's 11.
Yeah.
11,
just
I know.
11.
And he's, in my eyes, he's still like a tiny little toddler. And I've said, oh, mate, you don't have to. I'm only joking.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, no, I will.
Yeah.
And so I quieten everyone down. He's given the little, thanks so much for coming along.
Oh, my God. Really,
thanks for the presents. I didn't expect any of you to be here. It was such a big surprise. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? He's going to remember that moment forever.
Yeah.
You have given him something so beautiful. He'll remember it.
It was so cool.
Unlike the Ling family or just you, yourself, to have a table in the back corner with a velvet rope around it. Too,
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Welcome back from the newsroom.
Ooh. Hello.
Very
the
nice.
The bass singer there. A big ho-ho-ho of you.
Thank you for indulging me, everybody. G'day, Beck. How are you, mate?
I'm well. A bit tired, but it's Thursday. It's the end of the year, but we're powering along.
And being Thursday, it's the end of the week. Oh, no.
Oh, nice for some people. Stick it to us.
Good one. Yeah, no, that was a good one. Yeah, I have to pay that.
Rob in the newsroom will just let me go. Okay, Lingy said it's the end of the week. Can I go home now? Mm. I don't think
you got my blessing.
Lingy said.
Lingy said it's okay.
Look, the thing is, Lingy today is super focused on doing a three-peat.
Hang on, a hat-trick. Can I just flag? So last week was the Cameron Ling edition of Lyrical Headlines, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which you won, didn't you?
Yep.
So really, you've already got your three-peat. Lyrical of last week.
Sure, yeah, you're
Guess
right.
the year
nah,
this
you
week.
Do it in
and
the
also,
week.
What TV theme?
So I won the Grand Slam, you're right, but I want a week Grand Slam.
Like you want to do it in the
like
same
in the one season.
Week.
Yeah, so let's make season. Sure... It doesn't happen.
All right. Well, we'll give it a shot. What is the theme?
Well, it is that we've done the Tom, Cameron Lingy, and now Loggy. So it's all artists with L.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What you're going to do is you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher the artist and the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom, Lingy.
Loggy. Good
best
start.
Yeah, best of three arrangement. I think we're ready. Let's play Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I was born long ago. I am the chosen. I'm the one. I have come to save the day and I won't leave until I'm done. So that's why you've got to try. You've got to breathe and have some fun. Though yep, I'm not paid, I play the game and I won't stop until I'm done. But what I really want to know is, are you going to go my
Tom
way?
Tom,
Loggy.
Lenny Kravitz, are you going to go my way?
Yes.
Iconic opening line. I was born. I'm the one. That, yeah. I was like, oh, what is it? What is it?
Iconic leather pants.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Iconic rocker.
Iconically not strong seams. All right. Brilliant. All right, that's 1 point to me. Here we go. Question number two. It's the Loggy L edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Hello, hello, baby. You called? I can't hear a thing. I've got no service in the club, you see.
Oh. Loggy.
What did you say?
Loggy, Loggy, Loggy. It's Lady Gaga and Beyonce telephone.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Oh, shut up.
Very well done, mate.
Thank you.
What a niche song for both artists.
Hey. I know, but it's
Love
a great
it.
Song.
It's such a great song.
Hang on, here we go. You would have been smashing Lammy's dance floor to that one,
Lingy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All over it. Of course, Tommy.
He's like, where am I?
Who's talking?
What is this?
I'm just saying right. The clean sweep's looking doubtful right
No, mate, back yourself.
Hey, what happened a couple of weeks ago? Loggy came in and did the Stephen Bradbury and swept up. Yeah. Could be your time.
Okay, sure.
Come on, Ling.
Pep I also galore. Don't remember that happening, don't you? Here we go. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. It starts with one. All I know, it's so unreal. Watch you go. I tried so hard and got so
Loggy.
Far.
Loggy. It's Linkin Park in the end.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, the kick goes.
The kick and everything.
Yeah, the kick was a bit much.
No, why? Kick in the face.
Kick, no, don't.
You didn't need to make contact with
me. We don't quite choose bendy. Violence on a Thursday.
No. I do.
Loggy. Good.
That's a win for you, though, buddy. Well done.
Sorry, Cameron Ling.
Hang on. Okay. Tom, didn't you win your round of Tom lyrics?
Yes, I did.
So everyone's won their own round.
Oh, well done.
That's nice.
That's good too.
Do you want to see if you can get one? Do we have time?
No, we don't have time. Okay. but yeah, just cling to the fact that you did win three in a row. It was just across a week, 2 weeks.
Thanks,
there you
Tommy.
Go. Well
Appreciate
done.
Appreciate that, mate.
Good on you, Log. We'll play Lyrical Headlines again next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Life can be scary sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially working with you two. But it is,
trustful.
No. I've trust fall twice before and haven't been caught. I'm done with the trust fall. There will be no more trust falls in my life.
Mate, you are coming to the Christmas party tomorrow and there's a whole thing. We're doing a whole 45 minutes on trust falls.
Oh, how.
Everyone gets to trust fall.
Oh, yes.
And I will not miss that, no matter what. I've told you earlier on the show, I'm here today even though I'm still feeling a bit sick because...
He wants to go to the Christmas party.
I will not miss, come hell or high water, unless...
absolutely anything else comes up, in which case I will do that instead of go to the Christmas party. But if nothing, absolutely nothing else comes up, I will be there tomorrow.
Yeah. He acts like it's free booze. Of course he's going to
be there. He'll be there.
Drink responsibly, everybody. Anyway, I'm a bit anxious, so I jump at things that maybe some people don't normally jump at. Like when things are loud or if I turn around and someone's just there, like, you know, okay, fine. So I'm always on alert. What's going to happen, you know? And that's the way we all were as humans. Human brain is meant to scan for stuff. Cavemen
and be on alert,
like,
yeah.
Right?
You jump when things are loud. You make yourself jump all the time.
I just could see it.
How do you go to your parents' house? Like when you got the whole family there.
Even. We had seven conversations on the one table.
I know.
It's delightful.
How frightening
you
for you.
I wish you were there. Shut up. Okay. So anyway, I scared myself.
Yeah.
I did scare myself the other day. You're making a joke, but yes, I did. But it was a bit silly. Mm. You know, sometimes you scare yourself and you're like, you know, I'm embarrassed. I'm a bit embarrassed. All right. It involves a bra, so don't freak out.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I was putting a bra on. Okay. And
but also, please do, because otherwise.
I was putting it on a bras here.
Yeah.
Okay. And I locked it down. And so, but my hair is...
What do you use to lock it down? Ocky strap.
No.
Just loop them in your nicks and loop them in.
Bang. You know, it's like a whole process.
Jesus.
The straps always roll down again. I've got to whip them back.
I don't want to know, mate.
Seriously,
sorry,
I
asked a follow-up question.
It's
like that you got a door, you got a gym sort of stuff.
You know what? Side note, the best bra that I loved, they discontinued. And I'm like, why? Why?
Because they're made of asbestos.
Okay. Anyway.
They were load-bearing asbestos boulder holders.
Anyway, I put my bra on.
Caesar
and then
Stone.
I got a fright. I looked down because, you know, it just becomes second nature, right? You know when you put your jocks on, it's just like a second nature. You're not like, oh, what am I doing? It's just, you chuck them on and you get on with your day. Anyway, and so I was walking around and I went to put a T-shirt on. And so I put a T-shirt on and I looked down and I screamed.
What?
Jumped, ripped my bra off.
What?
Like, oh, my God. Flung it across the room because I saw a spider on my body.
Oh, my God.
Right? And I was like, oh, my God. But then... I realised, so my hair is so long at the moment. I know we were just talking about my hair before.
Yeah.
So what I had done is that my hair was trapped under my bra and it was curling back up. So it was curling back up. And I thought it was a spider's fangs.
Yeah.
It was just my hair, guys.
Yeah.
It was just my hair. And anyway, there is a Lauren-shaped hole in the wall at home.
Yeah.
But it was just my hair. Sometimes when you have long hair... And it hasn't been this long before.
Weirdly, it was your armpit hair, though, not you.
Okay.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tom, you're a real team person.
I am.
And I really respect that. And I really know that you're always going to be there for me. And it's important.
Hmm.
Not like Cameron Ling.
I know. And it's a surprising sort of turn of events, really, because when we brought you on, you did sort of pitch yourself as a real team player. And, you know, you've got such extensive experience in your previous career as a leader of a team.
You said Google me.
Those words.
Hire me for a corporate gig and I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, for a fee.
Mm. What kind of money, though? Okay.
We can't say that.
We are talking Christmas parties and the fact that they are non-compulsory things.
Mm.
And so they should be.
No. Well. You should be forced to go because sometimes you want to go and sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't think it'll be a good time and then you get there and it is a good time
because you
get to see your colleagues, the people that you wouldn't ordinarily hang out with in the wild.
Yeah, you find out about their life story and how their kids are going and it's amazing because you are absolutely not there.
And sometimes you'll be on the dance floor.
And you can take those conversations better than what you normally would.
Sometimes you'll be on the dance floor towards the end of the night and one of them will start crying.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and then you're like, I don't even know you.
And then you just walk away.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, this all sounds like great fun.
You're not coming to the Christmas party. You're like, oh, maybe. Then you were like, yes. And now you're like, no, I'm not because, oh, I don't know, I've got to be there for my kids or something.
No,
whatever.
I never deviated from the maybe stance.
Yeah. I've got to kick the footy.
Emma from Clifton Springs is on the line. You ask people to call up and say whether or not I should have to go or they should be compulsory to attend. Emma, what's your story?
Hello. I wish I had the option, but my boss reckons we're not having a Christmas party this year or last year.
Oh,
you've got
name
a great...
Name and shame.
No, you've got a great boss.
Name and shame.
Naomi from Surf Junction in Drysdale.
Naomi.
She's here to defend herself.
Naomi. I'll pop her on. G'day, Gnomes.
How you going?
Yeah, all right. Better than you, it sounds. Why aren't you having a Christmas party, mate?
Well, we had one 6 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And I am still recovering.
Okay.
Can I come to that Christmas party, Naomi? It sounds like a cracker.
No, 6 years ago.
It was pretty wild. So I'm still recovering 6 years later.
Okay. I think what you're doing, Naomi, is outstanding for your workforce.
Thank you.
Not forcing them to make small talk they don't want to make.
No, we want to make it.
Is it that you're scared? Are you scared that your team is so loose that it's gonna, you know, you're gonna shut you down or something?
Well, they're a bit younger than me.
Yeah,
I'm a bit more mature.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't know how I'm gonna handle it.
Okay.
So, does that mean then instead of putting money on a Christmas party, you're gonna let them, you know, grab a jumper from Surf Junction or something, or maybe, you know, a pair of shoes or something instead?
Probably not.
I tried, Emma.
Yeah. Tom, Lee, and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.